Good evening. I'm here tonight to talk to you about how Indiana's Public Health Workforce Development, Education, and Toolkit has the potential to enhance public health nursing practice. I want to show you and explain the relevance of the toolkit that is supported by the definition and challenges of public health nursing practice, and how the toolkit can affect change within public health nursing to make us stronger. Okay. I have no financial relationships to disclose. My name is Lynn Maitland, and I'm the Director of Nursing at the DuBois County Health Department in Jasper, Indiana. And that's a very small town in southern Indiana. But I'm also a very proud 2009 graduate of the Indiana University School of Nursing in Indianapolis with a master's in community health nursing. For this project, I was the chairperson for the template sub-plan committee under the Workforce Development Workgroup through the Indiana State Department of Health. I am deeply grateful to the Indiana School of Nursing for this opportunity to work on this project, and to the State Department of Health for their work with allowing me to work with their staff, including Kathy Weaver and Lisa Prosser. I also am very grateful to those faculty from the Indiana School of Nursing that are here to support me this evening. And I appreciate that. Thank you. My problem statement is that public health nurses lack a clear definition of roles and responsibilities. Everyone seems to have their own ideas about that. There's an insufficient number of public health nurses, and public health in general lacks visibility. So my discussion points this evening will be to briefly describe the developmental process of the Indiana Workforce Development Training and Education Toolkit, and identify the challenges presented to public health nurses, and then identify how the toolkit will benefit the health nurses. The toolkit was designed to enhance all public health specialties, but for this evening we'll focus on public health nurses. You'll find that the definition of public health nursing and the challenges associated help to define the relevance of the toolkit, and the direct outcomes will include identification and standardization of public health job responsibilities associated with nursing health practice. The tools from the toolkit will enhance the ability to define, document, and evaluate activities. And we've included a marketing PowerPoint to help support the role of definition and visibility of public health nurses, leading to a greater appreciation of not only public health nurses, but the entire public health spectrum. An Institute of Medicine report states that the public health workforce must have an appropriate education and training because assuring the health of the public depends upon well-educated public health professionals. And that was from Institute of Medicine. And as you look through the research, it's repeated over and over how important education is. Our task as a work group was to respond to the results of the assessment process of the state level and 43 individual county public health systems. We also wanted to correlate that data with the known public health workforce issues and then develop a plan for local health department workforce development. This will ultimately help to position Indiana state and local health departments for national public health accreditation. The intention of our toolkit was not to imply that Indiana's public health staff was inefficient in their public health practice, but simply to apply quality improvement principles to inquire how can we do our job better to create a more efficient and effective public health practice. This toolkit is going to be a great resource for public local health departments. We don't want it to be viewed as an unfunded mandate, but actually a resource that is easy to use and usable by all. And that's how we designed it. I really like this picture because it demonstrates the collaboration that our work group exhibited. Our work group was composed of various specialties and levels, and yet we came together for the common good. We had nurses, educators, environmentalists, and educators. We represented the state, 17 individual local health departments, area universities, and public health organizations. Everyone participated and their voice was heard, and we drew upon each other's knowledge and strengths. Working with this particular work group was an extremely rewarding experience. As you're well aware, the 10 essential public health services are critical to and they're the gold standard for public health. So we felt that this should be our framework for building the toolkit. We want all Indiana health departments to synthesize public health services into their everyday responsibilities and activities. And the Healthy People Objectives 2010, as well as the draft for the 2020, focus upon supporting the improvement of public health infrastructure. The toolkit development began with the assessment utilizing the National Public Health Performance Standards Program. The state completed their assessment in 2007, and 43 counties at that time began in 2008 and 2009. That number of counties has now grown to greater than 60, which out of 90 counties is pretty phenomenal for a little Indiana state. Through this development, we also identified there were questions about what we should be doing. So we had work group members that went through the law books and identified all of the Indiana codes that regulated our Indiana health departments. We developed skill sets, we developed identified resources, and we developed and planned a pilot and rollout. The toolkit components include an introduction, which provides a great background explaining the rationale why the toolkit is important, and identifies some of those statistics that's important to understand public health. That there's an Indiana code section, which we set up as a table with the first column identifying all the codes, the second column identifying the title of the person who might be carrying out that responsibility. Again, that varies from county to county. And then the third column, a list of responsibilities that might carry out that particular action. The skill sets I will explain a little bit further in a moment. The performance plan was to encourage the development of plans for employee and self-development and to provide validation of the position. And again, the marketing plan is to develop buy-in for all the local health departments, boards of health, county commissioners and council, and the general public to explain the importance of public health. The nursing skill sets are based upon the Quad Council public health nurse competencies, and the skill sets were developed for all the major roles within the health department, also utilizing the council and linkages competencies. We had all the skill sets reviewed by subject matter experts at both the state and local level, and also by educators to make sure we had described them well and made them measurable. We utilize a checklist format to make it easy to use, and there's places on that checklist for the employee and the supervisor to check off, which will make it great for new employees, for an annual review, or for individual skill review. The performance plan is another unique portion of the toolkit. It provides a template for documenting personnel performance and helps us to focus on our plan for continuing education. And resources we felt were very important. It wasn't enough just to give the skill sets, but we needed to be able to support them. And we recognize that adults learn in a variety of styles and manners, and success is very important for adult learners. Also, in our state, many of our health departments are very small, and they're far away from the center of the state, which is where a lot of the activity occurs. So geographic location may impede being able to go to training opportunities. So we provided a variety of training, online courses, state-based seminars and training, and also university-based courses, all to be able to help facilitate education. Our pilot was the last phase in sending out the toolkit, and we utilized 5 counties of various sizes and geographic locations to get a good sampling. And they looked over the presentation in the hard copy form and gave us a lot of feedback. And most of that feedback was very positive, so we were hopeful. But we took all of those considerations and incorporated those into our toolkit. So the definition of public health nurse, and I'm sure all of you know all of these definitions, but public health nurses are more than just an immunization nurse, and that's the first picture that everyone sees when they think about public health nursing. Public health nursing practice is multifaceted, with multiple varied responsibilities. Some of us wear multiple hats on a daily basis. Our focus is population health, often achieved through individual interventions. We try to identify the needs of vulnerable populations and seek sustainable solutions. And we collaborate with community partners to identify and evaluate community needs. And of course, an increase in the recent years, there's been increased emphasis on emergency preparedness and increased chronic and emerging diseases. Our challenge to public health nursing is, one, there's an overall nursing shortage, and that in turn affects the number of public health nurses that we can get from the pool. We also, according to the National Sample Survey of Registered Nurses in 2008, Indiana has slightly less than 70,000 practicing nurses, and 7% of those were in public and community health, so that's not very many nurses. The average age of nursing right now is approximately 47 years old, and across the public health sector, approximately 50% of those people are eligible for retirement within the next 5 years. And what is that going to do to our infrastructure? We're going to lose major experience and knowledge. Other challenges include that invisibility of public health and poor funding, and we know that the demand for health services is rising faster than workforce supply. This is one little table that I think provides a great picture. As you can see on the far right is the National Sample Survey of RNs, and they're listed for 2008 at approximately $67,000 for an annual salary. And it works all the way down to the Indiana Public Health salary, which is approximately $37,000. So you can see there's a big gap. And how can we encourage new nurses to come in if we can't support them financially? But there's more to the story than that, so hold on. Toolkit benefits are going to improve the culture and capacity, standardization, improve visibility, and ultimately help prepare us for national public health accreditation. Culture and capacity begins in the workforce to stimulate the desire for high quality performance. It's imperative to engage all of your staff, not just those in senior leadership, and provide them with quality improvement tools and demonstrate the support and provide expectations so that they will achieve those goals. Leadership and staff must accept quality improvement as a standard operating procedure. And if it's viewed as an unfunded mandate, acceptance will be minimal. Indiana has some great examples going on currently as we speak. At the state level, they have completed training for the 10 essential public health services, I believe for all of their staff. They've developed an office for public health performance and management. They're providing leadership training. They are beginning to initiate the Lean Six Sigma in public health training, which is quality improvement training for their staff, as well as facilitating the assessments for their Indiana counties, which is now greater than 60. Du Bois County, which is my home, is also active in moving forward. We spent a year going through the 10 essential public health service training. We just now completed the Lean Sigma 6 in public health training in quality improvement. We've developed a countywide partnership development with our public health partners, and our local health department has two quality improvement projects going on right now, and we're a staff of 15. So, but this is not to say that other counties in the state of Indiana are not working hard too, because there's a lot of great examples out there. Visibility, when all's going well, public health is invisible. And that was from Toller. What I found amazing was the fact that between 50 and 80% of the American public does not understand what public health does for the community. Public health is simply viewed as providing for free clinics and indigent care. So it's imperative that we develop that broad understanding of the function of public health. Our marketing plan will help with that visibility. It will focus upon local boards, our local staff, our boards of health, our county commissioners and council, and also our general public. to demonstrate the necessity of the toolkit, to the benefits of standardization, and how it will promote equitable services to be delivered to our community. Standardization occurs when the organization accepts evidence-based best practices of a task, reducing variations in steps, utilizing the same process each time, improving efficiency and effectiveness, and ultimately reducing errors. And as we've heard today and in other lectures and discussions, the major emphasis of healthcare right now is on patient safety. And so, and this also carries over to public health. In our current economic state, efficiency and effectiveness are very important. Thank you. We're going to have less individuals to do more work. Job satisfaction for public health nurses. We found that nurses are most satisfied when they're offered opportunities for professional and personal fulfillment. So the money isn't what keeps us there. It's that personal fulfillment. The problem is getting people into public health nursing because of the money. The hallmarks of professional nursing practice has a white paper that describes the work environment to build capacity and promote engagement among nurses. And you can see those listed. When we do a job well, we are generally satisfied. And if we have job satisfaction, we're going to have a higher retention and a lower turnover of staff. So our next steps will be to continue the rollout to the 93 city and county health departments in Indiana. It's currently going on right now, and encourage utilization by the health departments. The other important measure will be to evaluate, measure the utilization, quantify the types of changes occurring, and identify problems with the implementation, and measure the impact. And that will be carried out by the Office of Public Health Performance Management of the state. Our challenge to public health nurses is to expand our thinking, to learn more about what constitutes public health nursing. We're more than immunization nurses, and to encourage utilization. In conclusion, utilization of Indiana's Public Health Workforce Development and Education Toolkit is highly integrated in the promotion of public health, and especially public health nursing. Public health nursing is enhanced through capacity, sustainability, and to synthesize competencies via the quality improvement culture, to standardize through efficiency and effectiveness, error reduction and documentation improvement, and visibility to define public health nursing and its impact on the community. And my contact information, and I thank you.